This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The 13th of August, 2019. Welcome to Editor's Pick of the Day on Money Control. My name is Sheetal. Today is the date when, in the year 1961, the Berlin Wall came up on the 13th of August. And 28 years after that moment in history, it was taken down in November of 1989. Well, just a piece of history for you before we get started with the top headlines from India.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
Retail inflation has eased marginally in the month of July to 3.1% over the previous month, despite costlier food items, according to data released by the government earlier today. Now, the Reserve Bank of India, if you recall, mainly factors in retail inflation in its bi-monthly monetary policy. So the retail inflation based on consumer price index, that's CPI, was 3.18% in June and 4.17% in July 2018. Now, according to data released by the Central Statistics Office, or the CSO, the inflation in the food basket was 2.36% in July, marginally up from 2.25% in the previous month. Now, retail inflation is well below the RBI's comfort level, and the government has asked the central bank to keep inflation in the range of 4%. The Supreme Court has given two orders, one on the Kashmir situation and the other on the Assam National Register of Citizens, in response to a petition asking for the Kashmir lockdown to be lifted immediately. The court refused to entertain the idea, saying that the government needed to be given time. While adjourning the case for 2 weeks, the court said that the situation in Kashmir was sensitive and in the absence of information, one has to rely on the government. A bench comprising Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi and Justice R.F. Nariman also ordered that the names of those excluded from the final Assam NRC list should be published online by the 31st of August. The court rejected the legal challenges and disregarded the request of the Centre and the Assam Assembly for a re-verification of a 20% sample to scan possible wrong inclusions. A quick update on the monsoons. Well, rain-affected areas along the western parts of India are slowly limping back to normal. The Mumbai-Bangalore highway, which had been closed following flooding, has been reopened. Now, initially, trucks carrying essentials were allowed before other traffic was allowed to ply. With the rains dwindling, discharge from the Almati Dam has been increased, leading to flood waters receding around Pune. However, five districts of Kerala, already reeling from floods and landslides, have been warned about another bout of heavy rains in the next 2 days. About 1 lakh people have registered themselves as flood relief volunteers in Kerala. Meanwhile, other parts of India are seeing heavy rains, including sharp downpours that flooded the roads in Gurugram. Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and eastern Madhya Pradesh are also gearing up to face some heavy rains in the next day or so. On to some news from the world of entertainment. Well, Netflix has upped the ante in terms of original content being created in India. After Sacred Games, the second season of the show, Sacred Games 2, has seen Netflix spending 100 crore rupees on the series. This translates to about 8 crore rupees per episode, which, according to industry people, is more than double the 3 to 4 crores that has been spent on an episode until now by a streaming service. Now, this places the show right on top of the pile as far as Netflix is concerned, since there are only a handful of shows that get this kind of a budget. Season 2 of Sacred Games coming up this week. Moving on to international headlines, let's begin with some business news. Well, U.S. stock futures were trading lower ahead of the Tuesday session, following a sharp sell-off for the second consecutive day on Monday. Global economic worries and falling yields continue to weigh on investor sentiment, driving investors to the perceived safety of gold and the Japanese yen. The Dow, S&P 500 and Nasdaq were all roughly down 5% of their all-time highs that were set in July. Now, on Tuesday's economic calendar for the U.S., the government there is out with its July look at the consumer prices. After July producer prices on Friday indicated that inflation remains muted, earnings out on Tuesday include Advance Auto Parts, Avaya and JD.com, while cannabis producer Tilray will report after Tuesday's closing bell. Shares of Uber are still reeling from last week's disappointing second quarter results and saw some pressure again in the pre-market hours, dropping about 7.6% to their lowest close ever at $37 each. And ahead of the upcoming trading session, Uber stock is down about 18% from the ride-hailing giant's IPO per share price of $45, and this was in May. In other major international headlines, the airport strike in Hong Kong entered its second day, forcing the cancellation of hundreds of flights. The pro-democracy protest, which had been brewing for about 10 weeks, saw a flare-up with large rallies and occupation of the airport by the protesters. Now, this was in the face of the city's leader, Carrie Lam, warning that there could be dangerous consequences if the disruption and the violence continued. The Chinese government referred to the protesters as mobsters and terrorists after incidents of petrol bombs being thrown at the police. Videos have also surfaced showing Chinese military and armored vehicles being deployed in Shenzhen, which borders Hong Kong. The international community, as one might say, is on a wait and watch mode. And then some news from the world of sports, specifically cricket, in a development that will address what millions saw as one of the great sporting wrongs in recent times. The Marylebone Cricket Club's World Cricket Committee has said that they will review the umpire's overthrow decision that proved crucial in the final of the Cricket World Cup in July. If you recall, the umpire had awarded 6 runs on a deflected overthrow. Many people, including former umpire Simon Toffel, had said that only 5 runs ought to have been awarded. The WCC's statement said, and we quote, WCC felt that the law was clear, but the matter will be reviewed by the Laws Subcommittee in September of 2019, unquote. There are at present no further details, but this will surely be avidly followed. Time to move on to take stock of some of the top tech headlines of the day. Now, if you're a fan of Samsung smartphones and smartphone cameras in particular, then you'll be pleased to know that Samsung has unveiled the first smartphone camera that goes beyond 100 megapixels. So Samsung and Xiaomi have developed this 108 megapixel smartphone camera sensor called the ISOCELL Bright HMX, and this is designed to take ultra detailed photographs and super high resolution video, up to 6K by the way. So that's important news for smartphone camera lovers. Uber on Monday confirmed a hiring freeze in the United States and in Canada as the ride-hailing giant has ramped up cost-cutting efforts. And this move comes after a 400-person layoff that happened end of July. Apple has released a cryptic new teaser for its coming TV show starring Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell, and people are kind of confused. It's called The Morning Show, by the way, and it's set to arrive this fall with the launch of Apple TV's Plus service, and it's about the cast of a morning television show. Just days after the death of financier Jeffrey Epstein, Elon Musk has denied that Epstein advised him or Tesla during the company's bungled attempt to go private. So Jeffrey Epstein apparently told a New York Times reporter that he had advised Tesla CEO Elon Musk during the frenetic few weeks in summer of 2018 when Musk had sought to take his company private. Facebook has warned its marketing partners against scraping after a startup was caught saving millions of users' data. Now, this warning is on the back of a Business Insider report revealed that a startup had harvested millions of Instagram users' data, saved their stories, and tracked their locations. And finally, Verizon is selling Tumblr to the owner of WordPress, and it sounds like the sale price is about 2% of Tumblr's $1 billion worth. Now, the financial terms of the deal were not announced, but according to Axios, the price was less than $20 million, which is a remarkable discount to the $1.1 billion that Tumblr sold for in 2013. Next on Editor's Pick of the Day, let's take a look at the local equity markets and some of the organizations, the businesses that made the headlines. The stock market today dived after nosing upwards for a few days, and the Sensex actually went down by 624 points. And companies like Tata Steel, Britannia, ITC, Cipla, and Yes Bank hit a 52-week low on Nifty. But Reliance Industries bucked the trend, zooming 10% during the day on the back of the announcement of the deal with Saudi Aramco and the prospective launch of Jio Broadband, which is expected to shake up the market. This was Reliance's biggest intraday rise in a decade. The RIL statement also said that it aimed to be totally debt-free by 2021. Meanwhile, Amazon edged close to finalizing a deal to acquire a 10% stake in Future Retail. Now, this deal is estimated to be worth about 2,000 crore rupees, which is what the Future Group is seeking. Now, if this goes through, it will give Amazon a bolster in the brick-and-mortar space. The sluggishness in the auto sector seems to be continuing, and the figures for July indicate that passenger vehicle sales remain down, falling for the 9th straight month. Over July 2018, the drop in sales was a whopping 31%. Commercial vehicles and two-wheelers have also seen falls, though by relatively modest numbers. So that's really a roundup of what happened in the local markets today. And finally, let's talk about money to wrap up this Editor's Pick of the Day podcast. Turns out the world's richest family now makes $4 million per hour. Rolling back all those prices at Walmart clearly hasn't slashed the Waltons' budget. Thank you for listening to Money Control's Editor's Pick of the Day. Have a great evening.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.